Hello, and welcome to RAYS Invest Limited's conference call to discuss the annual financial results for the year ending 30 June. On today's call, we have George Lucas, Founder, Chief Executive Officer, and Managing Director, and Brendan Malone, Chief Operating Officer of RAYS. George will present the results today and take any questions at the end. I'll now hand over to George to discuss the results.
Thanks, Lauren. Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking the time to join us today to discuss the RAYS Invest full year report for the period 30th of June 2018. I'm George Lucas, as Lauren said, and I'm the Founder, CEO, and Managing Director of RAYS Invest. By now, a few of you may have read the announcement and the accompanying documents, but we'll talk through a couple of the highlights here today, and then I'd be more than happy to take any questions. In the 2008 financial year, we saw steady growth in customer numbers and engagement, leading to further growth in revenue by the end of the period. RAYS continues to benefit from its position as a market leader in this investment and saving platform led by mobile-first platform. Specifically, we reported strong growth in normalized revenue, which is up 126%. For the 12-month period, the 30th June 2018. However, due to our accounting policies and the way we needed to retreat the restructure of the business, total revenue of $2.7 million that we report in our annual report only covers 5 months of the operating business of the RAYS Invest platform. Revenue from paying customers grew by 25.9%. So that's revenue per paying customer grew by 25.9% over the financial year. We continue to see growth in active customer numbers with total active customers at the end of the financial year at 160,000 plus, and that's a 56% increase on the results from financial year 17. And as we've already reported, our active customers at the 31st of July was 165,000 plus. So that growth continues on our acquisition of active customers. Excuse me. Funds under management increased by 129% over the financial year, and we're around about $200 million at the end of June. But, you know, as we've also reported there, on the 31st of July, our funds stood at about $220 million, and, you know, we continue to see this growth in funds under management, and we'll report to the market in early September what our position was at the end of August. So we are seeing this continued growth in funds under management and both active customers. The RAYS customers continue to be highly engaged, with more than 80% of our customers actively investing at least once a month. Average customer balances at the end of the financial year 18 was $1,250, and this also has continued to increase since the end of June. Cash and cash equivalents. So under our accounting policy, anything over 90 days is not considered cash. And so term deposits that we have over 90 days aren't considered cash. So cash and cash equivalents stood at $11.6 million at the end of June. Our normalized loss for the period, so when we take out all the restructuring costs, was $1.1 million. So significantly less than the headline figure when you include all the restructuring costs. And to get to that number, we added back the one-off costs associated with the company restructuring, the listing, and the employee entitlements, and also amortization. So a lot of the non-cash items. Non-current assets stood at $22.7 million. And the major contributors to this are two parts. There's the goodwill, which is due to the purchase of 100% purchase of RAYS Invest Australia Limited. And we also got the software valued, which stood at $8.5 million for the valuation. So they're the major components for the non-current assets. Since the company's successful restructuring and listing on the ASX in the financial year, we continue to see growth in all key areas of the business, and we are very pleased with our progress in the lights of changes that we've undergone with the rebranding and the listing and the restructuring. As I mentioned, when the business released its results for the fourth quarter of financial year 18, we continue to execute on the growth initiatives set out in the prospectus, including we've launched RAYS Invest Super, and we've expanded, you know, we continue to expand into the Southeast Asian region. We've had successful discussions in Southeast Asia. We've formed a joint venture in Indonesia, and we're applying for our license there. Well, the application for our license has actually already begun and, you know, has been initially lodged with the OJK, which is the equivalent of ASIC in Indonesia. And we are in very advanced stages of discussions with both the regulator and a joint venture partner in Malaysia. Our existing product portfolio is performing well, and the introduction of Raise Invest Super has been very successful and has seen positive engagement and uptake from our customer base. During the year, the Raise Reward brand partnership portfolio increased by more than 326%, as we saw the number of brands grow from 27 to 115. It's also been quite a major contributor to revenue growth. We now have brands such as BWS, Apple, Airbnb, Woolworths Online, STA Travel, and as part of our rewards program. And we're working very hard to continue that rewards program so it moves from being just an online program to also a bricks and mortar program. We believe that the current market dynamics will be beneficial for our business, particularly with the uptake of Raise Invest Super. We will continue to offer consumers with products and services at a lower cost and with greater efficiency than traditional financial services businesses. Looking to the year ahead, Raise looks to proactively engage with our inactive customers to bring them back to the fold. We will continue to market the Raise Invest Super down our own communication channels to a database which is now well over 500,000. We will continue to improve the customer experience with the app, and not only that, with introducing kind of like side products, for want of a better word, like an intelligent chatbot, which is actually currently in beta testing and should be fully launched early next month. And we continue to focus on activities that support the expansion of the Raise Group's operation into Southeast Asia. I'd like to finish by saying we remain dedicated to delivering the best, most innovative experience for our customers. We are confident that the business is well-funded and in a strong financial position to deliver on the current strategy and to continue its performance in the year ahead. So thanks a lot, everyone, and I'm now going to open the line for any questions.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. Thank you. And your first question is from Marcus Horwood, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the presentation. I just have a question about what you forecast it to be where Raise will be actually making a profit based on the customer numbers. Like how many customers would you roughly need, or how long to the future you believe it would be until it actually gets to a break even point?
Thanks, Marcus. It's quite a new business, so it's very hard for us to make forecasts. We're working our hardest to be cash flow positive. Is more that we look at than profitability, because we've got a big depreciation shelter which is generated from the software. So we look at the cash flow positive, and we're working our hardest to be kind of cash flow positive by the end of 2019.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Charles Robinson from Bell Potter. Please go ahead.
Hi, George. Great result. And it seems to be that you're building a bit of a reputation for delivering on what you're going to say. Just really on the revenue per active user, I think in the presentation you said that was growing at 26%. Do you see that rate continuing? And what is specifically are the big drivers of that growth?
Okay, so the revenue per active customer grew 26% over the financial year, and that we need to grow that because that increases the lifetime value of the customer. So we do focus on that. The big drivers of the growth, the biggest driver of the growth through the last financial year, $5,000 increase. And also the increase in revenue from the Raise Rewards program. and we continue to see momentum in that. So if you take out the super product and just look at the amount of money that of people with balances over greater than 5,000, that's increasing, and they move away from the flat subscription model then to a fund under management fee, and then also, as I said, they're generating income from what is listed as the advertising revenue, but it's, which comes from the Raise Awards.
Okay, so the
and then in 2000 and going forward, we expect it to accelerate again because of the introduction of Raise Invest Super.
Okay, so just making sure I understand the advertising revenue, that really is the Raise Rewards. Are you able to just walk me through why people are jumping on board the Raise Rewards from a brand perspective? What are they really attracted to about Raise as opposed to other channels?
Okay, so why they're jumping onto the Raise Rewards program is because when they do their online shopping at the moment, it means that if you shop at eBay, you'll get 1% of whatever you shopped at invested back into your portfolio. And so for small, it's not linked to the size of the transaction. So you'll get the money back whether you do a $10 transaction or a $500 transaction. And so more and more people are discovering that, obviously there's a lot of people doing online shopping that they can get kind of like a loyalty bonus, but rather than getting points or whatever, they're getting cash put back into their Raise account by the brand, which they could spend at that time. They can basically withdraw it straight from the Raise account and spend it, or they can just leave it there to grow. So it's a way of helping boost their savings. And, like everything, once we hit, we've hit that kind of critical mass on the number of brands, and that's making it more and more attractive to our customers. And the next phase for us, because at the moment the majority nearly all of it is online shopping, the next phase of it is that we're actually going to trials where it happens at retailers, and it'll just happen in the background of life. So you won't even realize that if you go and shop, say, at a Dad Murphy's, that you'll earn a Raise reward until the reward is paid into your account, and then you'll get emails saying, hey, you just got X amount of dollars invested back to you by Dan Murphy.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. Just on the cost of customer that you're acquiring, where do you see that trending, and what are the contributors to that figure?
So
Which direction?
There's no doubt that the cost of customer acquisition has, in the last few months, been rising. And the main factor why it's been rising is because the majority of customers are coming from, there's a lot of financial institutions, whether they be tax or the new neobanks, the online banks, or more, competition like Spaceship, have started advertising down the channels that were pretty free for us. And so what that does is there's only a limited, what they call, in the industry, a limited amount of inventory. However, we've been doing a lot of work, and we've been optimizing our channels, and we've basically got the cost of acquisition under control. And so we, it's starting to trend down as we find new different online processes to get customers. But it's still going to hopefully come out sub 20 when you take away all the branding advertising.
Sub 20,
$20 a customer.
Yeah.
If not lower. I mean, that's the aim. But there's no doubt that the increase in competition, but not just from direct, is from everyone in the financial services advertising online, affects the cost of advertising online.
No worries. Thanks, George.
Thank you. It looks like we don't have any further questions. So I'll hand back to you, George, for any additional closing remarks.
Thanks everyone for taking the time for joining, and we really appreciate your support, and I'm sure we'll be having another one of these calls in late October after we release our quarterly cash flow statement to the market. Thanks everyone.